At the bottom of the hill, Grant saw Ed Regis standing rigid, unmoving. The forest around them had become deadly silent. The steady background drone of cicadas and frogs had ceased abruptly. There was only the faint rustle of leaves and the whine of the wind. Lex started to speak, but Grant pulled her against the trunk of the nearest tree, ducking down among the heavy gnarled roots at the base. Tim came in right after them. Grant put his hands to his lips, signaling them to be quiet, and then he slowly looked around the tree. The road below was dark, and as the branches of the big trees moved in the wind, the moonlight filtering through made a dappled shifting pattern. Ed Regis was gone. It took Grant a moment to locate him. The publicist was pressed up against the trunk of a big tree, hugging it. Regis wasn't moving at all. The forest remained silent. Lex tugged impatiently at Grant's shirt. She wanted to know what was happening. Then from somewhere very near, they heard a soft snorting exhalation, hardly louder than the wind. Lex heard it too, because she stopped struggling. The sound floated toward them again, soft as a sigh. Grant thought it was almost like the breathing of a horse. Grant looked at Regis and saw the moving shadows cast by the moonlight on the trunk of the tree. And then Grant realized there was another shadow, superimposed on the others, but not moving. A strong, curved neck and a square head. The exhalation came again. Tim leaned forward cautiously to look. Lex did too. They heard a crack as a branch broke, and into the path stepped a tyrannosaur. It was the juvenile, about 8 feet tall, and it moved with a clumsy gait of a young animal, almost like a puppy. The juvenile tyrannosaur shuffled down the path, stopping with every step to sniff the air before moving on. It passed the tree where Regis was hiding and gave no indication that it had seen him. Grant saw Regis's body relax slightly. Regis turned his head, trying to watch the tyrannosaur on the far side of the tree. The tyrannosaur was now out of view down the road. Regis started to relax, releasing his grip on the tree. But the jungle remained silent. Regis remained close to the tree trunk for another half minute. Then the sounds of the forest returned. The first tentative croak of a tree frog, the buzz of one cicada, and then the full chorus. Regis stepped away from the tree, shaking his shoulders, releasing the tension. He walked into the middle of the road, looking in the direction of the departed tyrannosaur. The attack came from the left. The juvenile roared as it swung its head forward, knocking Regis flat to the ground. He yelled and scrambled to his feet, but the tyrannosaur pounced, and it must have pinned him with its hind leg because suddenly Regis wasn't moving. He was sitting up in the path, shouting at the dinosaur and waving his hands at it as if he could scare it off. The young dinosaur seemed perplexed by the sounds and movement coming from its tiny prey. The juvenile bent its head over, sniffing curiously, and Regis pounded on the snout with his fists. "Get away! Back off! Go on, back off!" Regis was shouting at the top of his lungs. And the dinosaur backed away, allowing Regis to get to his feet. Regis was shouting, "Yeah, you heard me! Back off! Get away!" as he moved away from the dinosaur. The juvenile continued to stare curiously at the odd, noisy little animal before it. But when Regis had gone a few paces, it lunged and knocked him down again. "It's playing with him," Grant thought. "Hey!" Regis shouted as he fell. But the juvenile did not pursue him, allowing him to get to his feet. He jumped to his feet and continued backing away. "You stupid! Back! Back! You heard me! Back!" he shouted like a lion tamer. The juvenile roared, but it did not attack. And Regis now edged toward the trees and high foliage to the right. In another few steps, he would be in hiding. "Back, you! Back!" Regis shouted. And then, at the last moment, the juvenile pounced and knocked Regis flat on his back. "Cut that out!" Regis yelled. And the juvenile ducked his head, and Regis began to scream. No words, just a high-pitched scream. The scream cut off abruptly. And when the juvenile lifted his head, Grant saw ragged flesh in his jaws.
"Oh, no,"
Lex said softly. Beside her, Tim had turned away, suddenly nauseated. His night vision goggles slipped from his forehead and landed on the ground with a metallic clink. The juvenile's head snapped up, and it looked toward the top of the hill. Tim picked up his goggles as Grant grabbed both the children's hands and began to run.